Smoke Architecture and Moriyama and Toshima Architects have been selected as the successful architects to develop Mukwa wa Kaigen, the new indigenous center of cultural excellence at Algoma University. Smoke Architecture is an indigenous-owned architecture firm that focuses on First Nations and indigenous projects. Moriyama and Toshima Architects is an award-winning architecture and planning firm that specializes in inclusive and intercultural approaches to design that transform communities and reinforce civic identity, Algoma University stated in a release Friday. In Anishinaabemowin, Mukwa, the bear, is a carrier of medicine, while Wa Kaigen refers to its lodge or den. The $18 million Mukwa wa Kaigen Center will take over the spot where the university's East Wing and Doc Brown Lounge currently stands. It will feature historical and modern displays, exhibitions and gallery areas, showcasing the work of the children of Shingwak Alumni Association, a group of residential school survivors and their descendants. The facility will be the new home for the Shingwak Residential Schools Center Archives and Aboriginal Healing Foundation Collection. When the new center was announced in May 2021, Asima Vezina, Algoma University President and Vice-Chancellor, told Sue Today it is hoped construction on Mukwa wa Kaigen will begin in late spring 2022 and take a full year to complete. Mukwa wa Kaigen will showcase the decades of truth-telling work led by the children of Shingwak Alumni Association and the Shingwak Residential School Center. As part of our commitments to the calls to action, Mukwa wa Kaigen will provide a safe and culturally appropriate space to house and care for the archives from the residential school's history, the Aboriginal Healing Foundation collection and other important historical documents, Vezina stated in Friday's release. Regarding any potential impacts to the ongoing site search work happening on the Algoma-owned portion of the property, Jay Jones, Shingwak Indian Residential School Site Search Coordinator, said, "Our Alumni Association elders are very happy to see this next step being taken for this important project, all the while respecting the important site search work currently underway. It is anticipated that design consultations will begin in the coming weeks while work on the residential school site search continues. The site search is a priority for Algoma University and the institution commits that construction will not commence until the site search work in the zoned area selected to house Mukwa wa Kaigen is completed and approval from the CSAA and its advisory committee is given," the university release said.